You're listening to a special hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR, direct from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo. Sponsored by the Construction Association of Michigan, CAM. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
And we got some great guests lined up.
We have some great guests. I don't care what they're saying out there in the world out there. Things in the construction industry, especially here in southeastern Michigan, are booming, and we're going to take the next hour to talk about all the great things. This is a giant room full of all the biggest and best professionals and contractors and suppliers. I mean, look around. There's just so much cool stuff to see here, and we're going to talk to a lot of the people here over the next hour.
We're going to start with a guy that's going to educate us about paint in just a minute. So hopefully we'll be right back and move on with this education hour.
You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo, only on AM 760 WJR. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo, sponsored by CAM, the Construction Association of Michigan.
Let's give this segment over to Eric Yunker, who's the district sales manager for Sherwin-Williams. You and I are always telling our listeners, if you're trying to buy paint, buy it from professionals, right?
We get those emails all the time, people asking about paint. What should I use? Who should I use? And our response is, go to the professionals. Like Eric. So Eric, let's start this off real easy. Let's tell people what a lot of people don't know, the different kinds of paints, like water-based, oil-based, satin. What are they used for?
Yeah.
Floor's yours.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. I agree with your sentiment. The show is really cool. I'm excited to be a part of it. So again, Eric Yunker with Sherwin-Williams, district sales manager. Been with the company for 10 years. And you're right, there are a lot of different products out there. There are a lot of different types of coatings, and there's a lot of different things that work for different scenarios. So to run through some of them or give you a brief overview is, you know, we certainly, especially on the residential side, you know, we think about coatings. And to me, the coatings are really quality coatings is what matters more. We certainly want to, you know, give you guys products that are going to cover in fewer coats, are going to save you guys time, save you money. And so when we look at what the professionals are using, that's what they're looking for as well.
So a company like Sherwin-Williams, will they sell to professionals a product that's different from what might be on the shelf for one of our listeners on a DIY Saturday project?
Yeah, so there are certainly different level of coatings. And we have a line of coatings that is specifically designed for professionals. You know, and it's designed in a way that gives them the ability to move quicker, to paint a little bit faster, because they have that ability because they've practiced their trade for years and years. However, on that same token, we also sell the same line of coatings to professionals on our higher end level and our higher markets as we do homeowners. And those products are really driven around, hey, what is the quality? What are you looking for? You want something that's really washable in a bathroom? Do you want something that's really washable in a kitchen? We have those products. And those products are used by professionals, and those products are used by homeowners.
Well, I've got to say Sherwin-Williams is kind of the Kleenex brand when people talk about paint. When they think about paint, they think about Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. But you do have some competitors out there, you know, three or four big names. Why is Sherwin-Williams the best? Because I know you think you're the best. Why would you be here if you didn't?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate that. And I agree with you. You know, when I was coming into this industry, you know, the only paint I really knew or thought of was Sherwin-Williams, because there's a store right around the corner for me. So what are some of the things that separate us? One is we are investing and we are producing more stores and more reps. So we are trying to help the market. You know, when we look at how we support business, we don't look at ourselves as a paint supplier. We look at ourselves as a business partner to our customers. So that is to, you know, the professional customers. To the homeowners, we solely invest in integrating and creating better products that, you know, fit more needs and help more pain points that you have. And so those are kind of some of the things that we focus on as a company that kind of set us apart from some of our competitors.
So Ken and I assume and tell people all the time, better product is going to cost you more, but when people look in the store, the cans all look the same. What are actual physical differences in product?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, Sherwin-Williams, we are known to be more expensive, and I can tell you that typically we are.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I would say with that is that, hey, there are a handful of products or things that go into our coatings. One, we are very consistent, right? So if you get a gallon of paint from Ohio, Michigan, and you go out to California, you're going to get a very similar product in the same line. You know, we have a line of coatings that hit pretty much every, I guess, if you will, sector or, you know, quality level.
Good, better, best kind of thing?
We have a okay, we have a great, we have a better, we have a best, we have an even better best, and we kind of go from there. And so some of those things that matter. Washability, you know, to our homeowners and to our higher-end residential paint contractors, that matters to them. They want to be able to wash down their walls. They want to be able to wipe up their kitchens and bathrooms. Actual application of products, right? That matters. We think about how easy it goes on the wall, how it self-levels, how it looks final appearance-wise. We put a ton of technology into that. We think about sanitizing. You know, we have some products out there that actually have the ability to help, you know, keep your space clean or keep your space smelling better. Coverage is a huge one, right? So we focus a lot on dry hide. Right, so when you're done with that coating, when you walk away, it's going to look better in fewer coats. So those are some of the things that we focus on heavily, and not only our, you know, professional line, but also our retail lines.
Is oil-based still a thing?
So oil-based is still a thing. That right now is in contention in the state of Michigan with some of the OTC Phase 2 laws that are coming out. And we could get into a really long conversation about that. I'll give you a brief
overview. At some point, we'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a brief overview. Certainly, the laws are changing on what they're allowing manufacturers to sell in the state of Michigan. Those laws are difficult for, professional coating companies and also owners that are looking to have their facilities coated, because we have to change the way that we're doing it. The one thing that we are focusing on is we've been preparing for this for a few years, obviously. We have other states that are in this OTC Phase 2 already. And so we have a crossover line of products that we can begin to get you in. Now, there is a learning curve with this crossover. It is not as simple as, hey, you're using A, now you're going to use B, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. There is a degree of difficulty and a degree of a learning curve that the industry is going to have to figure out, and it's going to be difficult, right? But that's why we are, you know, with the rep force that we have, that's what we're here for. We want to try and help in that transition. So,
when it comes to the public, Chuck remembers, it had to be about 8-10 years ago. I used to, like everyone else, I painted everyone myself. But the first time I hired a professional, I said, I'll never paint anything myself
again.
Ken,
I'm sold. I remember digging up soil, sifting it out to get the iron to make red paint for the barn.
I bet you are.
I'm lying, Eric. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Not quite that old. Okay. All right.
If I'm a homeowner out there, I've decided I want to do it myself, and I come into a Sherwin-Williams store, how can the people behind the desk help me? What kind of experience do they have behind the desk? I need them to point me in the right direction.
For sure. Yeah, so we have a saying at Sherwin-Williams, it's ask the expert, right? We put a ton of time and energy into training and developing our store teams, as well as our rep teams. So our desire at the stores is that when you walk in to do a home project, that we're going to support those needs as best as possible. So we're going to help you understand what paint to pick up for your project. We're going to help you understand what supplies you need. We're going to help you understand how to actually perform the work. The other side of that is if you want to get a painter to actually help perform the work for you, then we're going to help, you know, bridge that gap as well. We're going to give you some great recommendations from people that come into our stores every day and we know personally and we build a relationship with. And to your point, I just recently hired a professional painter to do my house, and he did a wonderful job, and I will probably never touch a paintbrush again. And this is the first time that I've hired somebody, even though I've worked for the company. You know, I've always looked at it as, hey, I can do it myself. My quality compared to the professional's quality is not even close. So,
would Sherwin-Williams help companies? We've got some great team partners in MacFarlane Painting and CertaPro. So would you actually help them help their people as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we put a ton of time and energy. You know, I have 15 sales reps that work for me, and what they do every day is try and partnership with paint companies. And so they're trying to help them help their customers. So how do we, you know, how do we find the pain points? How do we help solve those issues? How do we train them? How do we develop, you know, painting companies and support them? So yeah, absolutely. Part of what we do and what has separated us from our competition is that we solely focus on driving that relationship and helping our customers be as successful as possible.
Well, I think Chuck and I say now, one of our sayings is painting is not a DIY project anymore, at least not for us. Eric Yonkers, District Sales Manager of Sherwin-Williams, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We greatly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a great show, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Rob.
Stay tuned for more with the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by the Construction Association of Michigan, CAM, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Direct from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo. Sponsored by the Construction Association of Michigan, CAM. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Right now, we're going to talk with Terry Webster, who is the Detroit Romulus Branch Manager of Skyworks.
Skyworks?
Skyworks. What the heck is Skyworks, Terry?
Skyworks is a rental company, so we're like a United or a Herc, but we're a family-run company. So we have the option of having a large corporation muscle with a family environment.
That does what?
We rent heavy construction equipment.
Ooh.
So boom lifts, scissor lifts, material handling, telehandlers, forklifts.
Where can Ken and I come and play or learn how to operate that equipment?
Anytime you want. I am always there. And we have actually two different locations. Skyworks is new to the area. We've been here for about 3 years.
Okay.
We purchased the old Garden City rental, which is a 40-year company that is just, you know, part of the history of Garden City.
So you're bringing your added experience and technology to old success.
100%. And we've kind of... We work in concert with each other, the two branches. Garden City has more of that homeowner footprint on aerators, power washers.
Okay, so you rent a residential out
residential
of the
garden? Smaller landscape companies. You want to rent a wood chipper and have some fun, that's where
Skidsters.
You're gonna go. Skid steers, mini axes, and then the Romulus store has more of the normal footprint. Your big boom lifts, like what you see on the steel erection buildings, scissor lifts for your electrical contractors.
Have you seen a trend where contractors like Ken and I are renting equipment instead of buying it anymore, coming to a Skyworks?
Yes. So you're going to see rental has always been there. It's always been a big player in the
industry. Yeah.
The difference is some of the smaller contractors are using it because they don't want to purchase, they don't want to maintain.
They don't have the yard space.
They don't have the yard space.
Yeah.
And then you have some of the larger companies that are renting. They don't want to add to their fleet. They don't want a depreciable asset on their books.
And they can do long-term leasing for larger projects.
They can do long-term rentals. So pretty much anything that you need us to do with construction rentals, we can do it.
I remember there was I think the number was 30%. If you use it 30% or more, buy it 30% or less of your jobs, rent it.
And that is pretty true these days. It's just more of what fits the particular company. Because sometimes that 30% doesn't make sense because, as you said, they might not have the yard.
Right. Right? No, absolutely.
They may not have the yard, or they may not want to carry that on their books.
We always think about the situation, too, where if I rent a piece of equipment and it fails, I can get it replaced very quickly by Skyworks on the job site.
We have field service mechanics that are out there, and actually as the branch manager, I'm one of the few that dispatches the field service because I'm a little strange. I enjoy that.
we all have that.
You know, I like talking to the customers. They're
good.
I know what I'm talking about. They listen. You know, I can tell them what's going on. We have a really good response time. So 95% of the time, say you're renting a boom lift from me and it doesn't have steering, I'll have a tech out there within an hour, hour and a half.
That's huge.
That's a really good response time. And I only have two techs out of my location. That's how good my shop mechanics are sending the equipment out to you.
Well, not only that, but I can't afford to have my labor standing around. Gosh, you poured concrete. If you had power troubles puke on you, you really had an issue.
Absolutely.
No, 100%. So, downtime is a rental person's worst nightmare.
So I'm a homeowner, and I want to do a big landscape job in my backyard, and I've got some estimates, and it's just more than I want to spend, but I've never been in a skidster. I've never been in a mini excavator. Will you still rent to me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll rent to you. We will not do what we call training, but we'll give you a really good familiarity to it. So you're going to know how the joysticks operate. If it's a foot pedal, if it's joystick, you're going to understand how that piece of equipment works. And if you get in trouble and you're out of the job, I've got those field techs that I'll send out there, and they'll get you out of the hole or get you turned back around. So we're full service. We take care of our customers.
I own this skidster for you. I tell a story. Chuck's heard it many times. I built the house years ago, and I had a buddy, Tom Travers, who's still out there. I still owe you. He dropped me off a mini excavator and a bulldozer. Middle of the wintertime, I had him for about 3 months, no cost. I dug my basement, built my road and everything. And when he dropped him off, I had no idea what I was doing. By the time they left, I was an expert. And the skidsters for homeowners out there, they're not that difficult to run. Once you learn it, it's more muscle memory than anything else.
100%. And most of the skidsters and mini excavators these days, you can change the controls.
Yeah.
So like back in the day, remember everybody wanted case-controlled machines.
Oh, gosh.
We've all changed it. Yeah. Most of them have that little switch. You can go back to case control.
And now you don't got to get out to change buckets. You can stay inside.
No, everything's quick attached.
Yeah.
It's nice. And, you know, they're getting like cars. You're going to have heat, you're going to have air, you're going to have a radio. It just depends on how much money you want to put in the piece of equipment, just like your car. I don't think we've got the heated seats yet, but...
How about delivery to a job site?
Yes, we have two trucks on the road, plus we have a plethora of outside hauling companies that are at our disposal that we use. We deliver equipment anywhere from 6 o'clock in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock at night, depending on when the customer needs it. So say you as a customer call me today and say, listen, I know it's short notice. I need something on the job site at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. If I can't get to it 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm delivering it today.
Wow.
To take care of them. Because
how much notice do you need today?
Normally within 24 hours, we can get you anything. As summer rolls around, obviously fleet gets shorter.
Sure.
And you've got to play the juggling ball, but we're pretty good at pulling miracles.
Are you?
Yep.
God bless you.
Now, being here at this show, you're involved with CAM, you're involved with the American Rental Association and the Construction Association of Michigan. Tell us about that relationship. How does that work for you guys?
It's actually awesome. I have been doing this for 25 years with different companies, so I've been able to develop a relationship with the people at CAM. Absolutely love them. We support all their golf outings, give them some of the giveaways. Ron Regal is the one who actually nominated me for doing this. So it's a lot of give and take. They give us so much information on what's going out their customers' jobs. And then we just try to take care of them on the backside.
You know, so much of what we do as an industry is time and money.
Yeah.
And you have a background as an accountant with your formal education.
Yes, I am an accountant by trade,
but that's good. You bring that business knowledge to the field, right?
The advantage I have having that business degree in accountant is anybody who has a brain in their head can actually do my job.
I doubt it, but I'm glad you feel that way.
But when you're doing the numbers, I know what they mean. I know where they're supposed to go. And I know how to tweak this to tweak that, where anybody else looking at a P&L is just looking at a P&L. They don't really know. I've been told to look at this number, this number, this number.
Sure.
I look at everything and know what they mean.
That's the most important part of business.
Yeah,
a lot of businesses don't know,
exactly. Unfortunately.
I mean, you can do anything, but if you're not making money at the end of the day, you're not going to be around very long.
Exactly. Or say, for some reason, we all had bad months. We all had where things break. You know, you got this $10,000 bill on a machine that you weren't expecting to fix. So where are you going to rob Peter to pay Paul to make sure this month is still profitable?
Absolutely. And I got to believe you have great relationships with the equipment manufacturers that you guys purchase from.
Oh, 100%. Our owner is lockstep with our manufacturers, and our manufacturer reps, they're so good to us, and they're in our branches and stuff all the time. It's a really good relationship.
I love it.
Well, WJR Signal goes a long way, and a lot of locations I see here that you have out there, they listen to us in those states. We get emails from them all the time. Service. If I have another piece of equipment, maybe one that you don't sell, do you service pretty much anything out there when it comes to earth movers and equipment?
Yes, we will. We will take a look at anything. We will service almost anything. Now, if you have a dinosaur, we may or may not take that job on. And that's not because we don't want to help you as a customer. We may take it on because we're trying not take it on because we're trying to help you as a customer. You do not want us to spend $4,000 in DIAG to be able to not have the parts available.
Right.
So
that's a big issue.
Sometimes we just will pass, but it's always for a good reason. But we're really starting to build up a service.
Great job, Terry. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, you've been here a few years, but welcome to Michigan. We look forward to talking to you a lot in the future and referring you guys out to our many, many listeners.
Awesome. I appreciate the opportunity, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry Webster, Detroit Romulus Branch Manager for Skyworks. We very much appreciate you coming on. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Construction Association of Michigan, right here on AM 760 WJR. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bonus Hour, also called the Education Hour. The guys are broadcasting live from the Construction Association of Michigan, Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo.
Yeah.
Having a great time doing it.
And we are. This is, boy, talk about a great place to be if you love manly. Can I say manly toys?
Manly American toys.
I like that, too. I just didn't know if I was... we're not leaving women out of the equation. But right now, we've got Chris Watson, owner of Michigan Sani. And Chris, I think you've got to kind of bust through some of the conventions about names of heavy equipment in the industry, don't you? What is Sani?
Well, Sani is a heavy equipment manufacturer. They're a global company. Their North American headquarters is out of Peachtree City, Georgia. Majority of their large equipment is built here right in our country. A lot of the smaller equipment's built overseas. But we're competing with some really big manufacturers, Caterpillar, Komatsu, John Deere, and that's kind of our wheelhouse.
You're the third largest heavy equipment manufacturer in the world?
Third largest, yep, behind Cat and Komatsu.
You're a great, well-kept secret.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
So why should people consider a Sani? We know you're American-made.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other reasons? How about price-wise? Are you competitive with the other big guys out there?
We're very competitive. Probably some of the main reasons I would consider Sani is our components. We don't private label any of our components. So we're using Yanmar diesels in our smaller equipment, Rexroth pumps. We're using Cummins diesels in our larger equipment with Kawasaki pumps.
Nothing. You're not reinventing the wheel. You're using the best of available components, right?
Exactly. And probably the biggest advantage to Sani is their standard warranty is 5-year, 5,000 hours.
Wow.
Where majority of our competitor is 2-year, 2,000 hours.
That's amazing.
Shows confidence.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
You told a cute little anecdote before we went on air about the manufacturing plant in Peachtree, Georgia.
Peachtree City, Georgia. Yeah, and that's where most of the large equipment's built at, right here in the U.S.
And you tied it to Hollywood somehow?
They've shot numerous movies down there, Marvel movies out of there.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, think about some of the red clays down there in Georgia. If this stuff was tested on that red clay in the middle of August, we know it'll get through just about anything, don't we?
It's funny you say that. It's true. It's really tough. So
it makes a heck of a difference.
Yeah.
So who is your customer?
Honestly, our customer is about anybody that needs to move dirt. It could be from small contractors to large contractors, plumbers, electricians that need to trench out with small mini excavators. It can be heavy equipment contractors need to move a lot of earth. I mean, we have the large loaders and large excavators. We right now our largest machine on the ground is a 62-ton excavator. So, you know, just about anybody that needs to move earth.
What's the capacity of that machine?
Capacity as far as the bucket on
yeah.
it, it's 4 yard.
Wow.
You know, that's just standard. I mean, you can go up to a 5 yard on it. So
people know if that dumped in the back of a pickup truck, it would ruin the pickup truck.
That's just amazing yeah. when you think about a single,
in a
especially
heartbeat.
When you're digging in clays.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
unbelievable. How many horsepower would that machine be?
That machine's almost 400 horse.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
And that's a Cummins diesel.
I'm not even going to ask your price point, but I'd love to know in private at some point just for kicks.
Well, I'm sure your wallet's deep enough.
I mentioned to our last guest.
No, I'd have to borrow from my wealthy friend here,
Ken. Yeah, right.
Ken.
Good luck with that.
So do you guys lease and sell?
I was going to say, let's talk financing if we're going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So we sell, we lease, we're renting. All of it, the whole gamut.
Okay.
So whatever somebody needs, anything we can cater to.
So financing. I mean, we yeah. have a large audience and a real big geographical area that listens to the Inside Outside guys.
Yep.
If they can hear us, you can help them.
Yeah, 100%.
Fair to
say? Yep.
Okay. How would people get a hold of you?
Probably they could either go on MichiganSandy.com. That's our website. They're welcome to call us. But probably through the website, you know, just look us up, MichiganSandy.com. We're also on Facebook.
You
so
mentioned
Michigan Sandy.
Do you also furnish equipment to the underground industry as well, or no?
We do, yeah. Yep.
Underground, so, should we be talking about that?
The legitimate.
Tell what you mean about, tell people we meant underground.
So you, as far as like utility contractors,
yeah.
put in water, sewer mains, all oh yeah, of course, that's exactly what we're catering to.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a plumber and I'm looking to get into that niche business
yep.
more, I'm
yep.
going to call you guys.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of plumbing contractors will use smaller machines mostly, like the 35 series, the 50 series. You know, they're doing a lot of inversion pipelining, pipe bursting, replacement, and this is the kind of equipment they're using. So.
You also service the equipment as well?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep.
Okay.
That's part of that 5-year, 5,000-hour warranty.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have a full line of mini excavators, which are really coming into their own.
Yeah, they really have been. Probably over the last 20 years, the growth of the mini excavator market
has been
unbelievable.
And they've strengthened a lot. Those little things can move a lot of dirt,
surprisingly.
They can,
100%. You know?
And the footprint is an issue on those. Working in confined space, confined physical space, you've got some that have...
Expanded. Yeah, we have minis that actually will go through a 36-inch gate. So, and then once you're through...
Wow.
They're retractable tracks, so then you can expand them out, too.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And for people listening, we're talking a mini excavator. That would be used for a company that just does small residential foundation work or landscape work compared to the actual, I don't know how many tons we're talking to someone we see on a construction job. So
yeah.
And that 400 horse.
We got all of it. Yeah, from little machines all the way to the big ones.
And are they all diesel? Are they all off a diesel?
Yeah, they're all diesel. Yep, everything's diesel. And so
it's interesting. Do you provide maintenance programs then if someone purchases or leases one of these programs?
We will, yeah, 100%. Yep. So some of your contractors will definitely want that, and we'll provide that for them. A lot of guys still like to do their own maintenance. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll have all the parts in stock, you know, for whatever they may need. So
how about the idea I'm halfway through a job with one of your pieces of equipment and something goes wrong and it stops working, but I need to get that job done.
Yeah, that's really important too, especially for the small contractors that may only have one or two pieces, right?
That's what
we're
I
gonna
was.
Take care of them.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get a new machine out to them, get them on site, we'll get their machine back to our place, take care of it, and get them going. So
I love it.
Yep, 100%.
Again, your contact information, where you're located, tell people all about
it. Actually, our location is out in Jackson, Michigan. We're right on I-94, exit 145. But we service all of Southeast Michigan, Mid-Michigan. We can sell through the whole state. That's not a problem. And best way to get a hold of us is probably through MichiganSandy.com. And then they can shoot us off an email or call us, you know, either one. So.
Okay. And for all of our listeners who are driving down the road, you don't want to write it down, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Send us an email. We'll make sure to get you Chris's information.
Absolutely.
Chris, we greatly appreciate you coming out with
hey,
us today,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
How do you like the event here?
It's awesome.
A lot of great professionals, aren't there?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was exciting.
And I'll go on record. Chris walked up and said that I was indeed the ugliest of the two of us.
I did not say that. I said I couldn't figure out who was uglier. I'm just teasing.
And when Mike said you, Ken's a young one, what was your response?
You're on the air
right now. Yeah, younger. All right, Chris Swanson, owner of Michigan Sandy. Thank you so much
for
coming out
today,
Chris. Buddy.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Bless your heart, man.
Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo CAM right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Direct from the Great Lakes Design and Construction Expo. Sponsored by the Construction Association of Michigan, CAM. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
This is just a phenomenal, phenomenal show they put on there every year for the professionals. That's why we don't broadcast or promote a lot on the show.
So you didn't invite any of your friends in the industry then?
Not one.
That were...
in the industry?
DIYers.
All my friends in the industry are here, pal. They're all here.
Hey, we're going to talk with Tom Thompson from R.S. Dale Company. He's the Vice President of Operations, and it's going to go quickly, Tom, so we want you to educate our audience regarding what this company can do for them.
Okay, sounds good. Well, like as you said, I'm Vice President of the company. I've been there since we opened in 2007. I worked previously in the industry for about 5 or 6 years at a different company, and then had the opportunity to meet with Randy Dale, the namesake of the company, and we opened in 2007, like I said. And what we do is supply commercial, industrial, and some residential material to job sites. We also have retail centers in both of our locations in Sterling Heights and Lansing, so people are able to come in off the street and purchase material. But we sell everything from nuts and bolts to power tools to things that you would fasten and mount and attach and anchor things. So it's kind of a little bit of everything. Our niche is certainly more on the industrial commercial side, but there's crossover for residential guys as
well.
It's
got to be fun.
It's got to be fun. And,
yeah.
And what made you say, I'm going to open up a fastener company or industrial fastener company? How did you start the company?
So, there's certainly a need for that. And what we like to think of in terms of for us is that we specialize in that. There's a lot of houses that sell the pipe and the conduit and everything that goes with it. Our focus is on everything that, like I said, mounts, attaches, and supports that. We feel like because we focus on that, we're better at it. And so it gives us an advantage over the places that kind of...
So in a facility
everything.
Like this, where everything is hung from the ceiling...
Correct.
Would R.S. Dale provide equipment and materials for that?
Yes. Actually, we were involved in the construction of this building and all the stadiums downtown and hospitals and buildings like that. So we would do everything from maybe a strip mall all the way up to a power plant.
And those are some of your customers that you're talking to?
Correct, yeah. So commercial and industrial contractors that would be like HVAC, plumbing, electrical, general, interior.
Sprinkler systems?
Sprinkler systems, absolutely, yep.
Sterling Heights, where are you guys? You said you have retail stores in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, so we're just north of 16 Mile on the east side of Mound in Sterling Heights.
Just went by it the other day and didn't even realize
it. Pretty easy to access. Mound's a pretty major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, easy to get to. And then in Lansing, we're just outside of downtown, south of I-496 on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you are easy to get to. And then in your online presence, how do people find you online?
We do have a website. It kind of highlights what we sell. Unfortunately, we're not at the point where you can purchase off the website yet, but it gives you a good idea of what we have to offer.
And I can specify off the website for myself.
Absolutely. Yep.
So I'm a contractor. I'm a residential contractor. Why would I come into your building? What would I find when I come into your building?
Well, what would you find coming into our building is over 250 years of combined experience with all of our staff. We can help you determine what the best way to hang mount or attach your application is. Certainly, we'd like to think that we could save you time by bringing it to you, but there's definitely value in coming in and maybe just discussing what your certain situation is and how we can best help you come to a solution.
So if I'm bidding a prescribed specification, I could just bring you guys that specification?
Absolutely. We look at plans and specs all the time. We don't necessarily do takeoffs, but we definitely lend our knowledge in terms of highlighting what potential pitfalls might be or certain brand specifications that you need to follow. And hopefully that saves the contractor some time and money and not finding out the hard way.
Oh, when you mentioned the combined experience, Ken and I talk about that all the time with us. That's got to be huge for a small contractor.
Absolutely, yeah. And even the large contractors. I mean, like I said, we get relied on all the time to highlight or find potential pitfalls in the specifications of a project.
So I'm looking at your categories on your website. It's everything from adhesives to flooring, all the way down to welding products. Are those things that you stock in the store?
Yes, we have one of the largest inventories of our particular products in the state of Michigan. And like I said, we have probably about 10 trucks on the road, so we'll deliver it to the job for you next day as long as it's in stock. We have at least a 95% fill rate in terms of you know, what you order today, we're going to be out with tomorrow.
Is it safe to say that anything you stock is going to be something that has been proven in the field that you know works? You're not going to mess with stuff that doesn't?
Yeah, we definitely, so to speak, stay in our lane. You know, we don't bring on a product until we're very confident with it and knowledgeable.
Well, you guys are a candy store for Chuck and I. If we came into your place, we'd walk around forever and look at all the stuff that you have out there.
I would certainly encourage you to do that.
Well, we'll take you up on that.
Yeah. Actually, before we started, he said we could come in with a cart, and as much as we could get in that in 10 minutes, we could just take with us.
Sounds good to me.
All right, I'm lying.
No, that's okay.
The company is RS Dale. They're located in Sterling Heights. Phone number is 586-264-1962. The website is rsdale.com. We encourage anyone that's in the construction business to go check them out. Anything else you want people to know about your company that's out there?
Other than just our commitment to service. That's what we like to do. You can certainly buy your products anywhere, but we'd like to think between our knowledge and our commitment to service that you're going to enjoy doing business with us rather than other places.
It's still a people business,
isn't
it?
It's a very people business. Yeah, relationships matter, and being able to rely on people matter, and that's what we focus on.
I like what you just said, being able to rely on people. Trust, can we put trust in there?
Correct, yeah, trust, yep, absolutely, confidence.
Well, RS Dale is going to go into our list of preferred contractors. We greatly appreciate you coming out.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tom Thompson from RS Dale Company. Appreciate
God bless
you being here.
Honey.
Thank you.
What a great show this is, HR.
I know. Thank you, Tom. We've got some of our friends here. We just talked to Jimmy Quain from True Wall.
Yep.
Jim Markinson installs ICFs. We've got Gary Moore from Diamond Coat Building Products right across the aisle from us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be taking a trip, I think, just a couple weeks to go see their factory in Wisconsin. We'll be flying over the Michigan Triangle. So that's what's scary.
You had to say that.
I had to say that.
I've got my Xanax.
Yes. So who have you seen here today? Have you seen Forrest yet? I haven't had a chance to see Forrest yet.
No.
No, not yet. Seen Elizabeth.
Yes, we did see
Elizabeth.
They're
taking great care of people here, aren't they?
Yes. God bless Elizabeth. She's a
worker. People know we normally broadcast when we come to these shows and tell people where, but this is a show the Construction Association of Michigan has put on specifically for people in the industry that's not open to homeowners. This is open for all of the people in the industry here in Southeast Michigan to mingle, to get to know each other.
Yeah,
to see,
and there's
products.
Still a lot of politics in this industry. It's such a powerful industry that people don't even know about. I was interacting with some friends that are here strictly to attend the meetings and to make sure that they are on board with what the agenda for CAM is throughout the year, representing this industry and hoping we can grow and get more young people in the industry.
Yeah, that's why we're here, right? I mean, the people that, the movers and the shakers in Southeast Michigan, when it comes to construction, pay attention to the Home Builder Association of Michigan and the Construction Association of Michigan. Hey, I want to thank everyone for coming on with us today. Greatly appreciate it. If you get a chance, make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. You want to share this program we have now with someone out there. This will be set up at theinsideoutsideguys.com. After the show.
You know more about that than I do.
I do. Once again, thanks for it. It's been the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by the Construction Association of Michigan, CAM, right here on AM 760 WJR, the Inside Outside Guys. Thank you for joining us.